When we watch a great 100-meter race on television, part of the excitement comes from the skill of the person describing the action. Well, today we have the athletics commentator Paul Murphy with us. How did you start commentating, Paul?
It was for a local radio station covering an athletics championships. Their regular commentator dropped out suddenly and they needed a replacement. The producer, who was a friend, asked if I'd have a go. I had nothing else on, so I said yes. You'd think they'd have given me some good guidance. Instead, they gave me a microphone and a few notes and told me to get on with it. It was one of those things. I was in the right place at the right time, and they must have really liked what I did.
Weren't you a teacher?
Yes, I taught geography. As I got asked to do more and more commentating, it became increasingly difficult for me to switch between the two. One day trying to keep the attention of a class full of 14-year-olds, and the next describing athletes in action to thousands of listeners. To commentate well, you can't just turn up and start talking. There's masses of research to do, which you need time for, just like when you teach, actually. So it was something I had experience of.
Last year, you commentated at the World Championships. What was that like?
Wonderful. I saw the world's best ever times in three events. Athletes achieving personal bests and some dramatic races. I was commentating on the 1500-metre final when one of the athletes fell badly, got on her feet again and closed an enormous gap between her and the other runners. That race, the atmosphere, all the people in the stands cheering and talking to everyone in the studio about it afterwards, that will stay with me forever.
Lots of teenagers listening will be thinking what a brilliant life you have, you know, travelling round the world and appearing on TV. Are they right?
Well, yes, but not everything's glamorous. In the run-up to a big event, you worry things will go wrong, as you can imagine. It's also hard work, more having to deal with different people than the number of hours you're actually commentating. If you've never done it, you don't realise what it's like trying to describe the action while your producer's giving you instructions in your headphones, a cameraman's pointing at something, and another commentator shouting in the seat next to you.
You also get to interview athletes. Do you enjoy that?
Very much. I had a fascinating interview yesterday with Amy Grant, the sprinter. Mm-hmm. I remember speaking to her 2 years ago when she was only 16, and I hardly got a word out of her. She's completely different now. It's amazing. She has a new coach and a special fitness program, which pushes her to the very limit. She talked about aiming for medals at the next Olympics, which might seem unlikely, but it's certainly not out of the question.
Are there any young athletes out there who you think will become world beaters?
It's difficult to say. It can be dangerous to get young athletes doing too much when they're still developing physically. They need time to get over injuries, for instance, or they might have serious trouble in the future. To reach the top, athletes must be single-minded. If they're not prepared to put all other distractions aside, then even having access to brilliant running tracks and stadiums won't get them into the elite. That's my view anyway.
How about other sports? Would you like to commentate on them?
I've done a bit of football. It's refreshing to have a go at something which doesn't have much to do with athletics. Given the choice, I'd go for cycling, though. Something about it makes it increasingly attractive to more and more people around the world, not just in Europe, but also in Asia and South America, and I'm curious to know why that is. Commentating might give me an insight into that, I think.
Thanks, Paul. Great talking to you.